ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਅਨਦਰ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਅ ਡੇ। ਵੀ ਕੰਕਲੂਡ ਆਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ ਔਨ ਪੇਜ 456, ਕੰਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਫਿਫਥ ਨਾਨਕ ਬਾਈ ਰਿਸਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਫੋਰਥ ਛੰਦ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਛੰਦਸ ਆਰ ਅਕੰਪਨੀਡ ਬਾਈ ਅ ਸਲੋਕ ਵਿਚ ਕੰਟੇਨ ਦ ਸੈਂਟਰਲ ਮੈਸੇਜ। So it is only becoming that we should start with the salok again and the recitation first. Salok uddam karo vad bhagi ho simro har har rai nanak jis simrat sab sukh hovai dukh dard bhram jai. So this is an injunction to actually make the effort, uddam karo vadpagi ho, to become a vadpagi, good fortune. Simro, meditate on har har rai, har, the self or cosmic consciousness. Simro, mindfulness. In other words, make the effort to attain to that supreme consciousness that is inherent in us. Because by doing that, nanak jis simrat sab sukh hove, sab sukh, sukh, well-being, a sense of accomplishment, attainment, the removal of dukh dard param jai, self-doubts, delusions. So you see, this is quite a gift. And then now, the chant, the fourth chant. We've recited the first three chants. The first step is submitting to the benign guru, is to seek that principle of knowledge. Naam japat gobind nahi alasaiye, do not be indolent. Go find a guru or go find guru. Bhetat sadhu sang jampur nahi jaiye. Sadhu sang is the company of a self-realized soul. And this principle of knowledge is purifying. In other words, it will remove one's self-doubts, ignorance. It is the medicine, essentially, that you have to apply so that you can develop this new vision. So seek its support in the third chant. O tegahi gopal dayal kripa nidhe moh asar tva charan tumari sarana sidhe. Seek the support of that guru that is connected to the har. So there is a continuum at work here. So the fourth chant, the one that we are considering, sums it all up. It says, Bhagat vachal har birad aap banaya. Birad is a tradition, a way, a method. And what is it? Bhagat vachal. Love for the devotee is natural to that supreme consciousness. So one who is devoted with love has access, so to speak, a connection. That self will respond. Jai jai sant aradh hai, teh teh pragataya. Sant aradh hai. Sant meaning those who are connected with guru consciousness. When they are the ones that can manifest this consciousness through the Guru. Prab aap liye samaye, sahaj subhaye bhagat karaj saareya. So becoming the same as the Prab, the giver, spontaneously, sahaj subhaye, one's true nature or one's cosmic consciousness arises spontaneously And this is the completion of, this is mission accomplished, Karaj Sareya. And now the Guru describes the state. Anand Harjas Mahamangal Sarab Dukh Visareya. Anand, the bliss of attainment. Harjas, Harjas is glorification, adoration of that consciousness. Mangal, it's sacred, it's auspicious. Sarab Dukh Visareya, all sorrow, all obstructions removed. Chamatkar Pragas Dehadis Ek Tehadrishtaya. Chamatkar, it's wondrous, because now you see it as light, Pragas. The light of wisdom is wondrous, awe-inspiring. Spread everywhere. It appears to be spread everywhere, but it is one. Ek Dehadis, in all 10 directions. Ek Tehadrishtaya. This is the Creator, which is one, appearing as the many. Nanak payampe charan jampe pagat vachal har bird aap banaya. So this is the tradition of the Pagats, the tradition of devotion. And Nanak seeks that. Waheguru Ji ka khalsa, Waheguru Ji ki fateh.